This is The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Campaign season is in full swing, and we tend to talk about the candidates all the time. But what about the campaign workers pushing for victory? They travel all over the country. They sleep very little, work hard, long hours, consume junk food, lots of caffeine. We wanted to find out what that does to their health. We talked to Ken Snyder, who built his career on working for different kinds of campaigns, and he told us what that life is like.
You go to sleep late, right, and you wake up early. Usually, you don't wake up as much as come to with a pang of stress around 4:30 in the morning or 5 in the morning. Oh, the data is coming in. I wonder if it's in my inbox. We have a press event we have to set up in 3 hours. What's that, my quote, going to look like in the paper? Did we get the story we wanted? You know, usually you go to sleep only because you're exhausted and you can't stay up. And then you sort of wake up only because you've been jolted awake by a moment of consciousness when you realize that, oh my God, there's a whole nother day ahead of me here. So it's almost, you almost think of these campaigns as a deployment. When you're managing a political race, it's almost as if you've been deployed and you're away from your family. And even when you're home, you're, you know, on your laptop and you're on your phone, and you never really shut it down. And even when you're not on your laptop and not on your phone, you're sort of laying awake, sort of staring at the ceiling, thinking about how to do things the next day or how we should have done them the day before. I'm a stress eater, so and I used to be a stress smoker back in the 90s when I was working on campaigns, and I had all these little triggers, like when a reporter would call, I'd light up, you know, and that would happen all day long, especially when you're the press secretary on a campaign. So you find yourself chain smoking, you're fine. You know, when I stopped smoking, I was, you know, I was constantly like eating junk, just candy, and you know, not even noticing it. I tend to pace around when I'm on the phone and sort of just dig into stuff. And if there was a bowl of carrots, I suspect I would have eaten carrots, but there never is. I remember in 1998, I was managing a governor's race, and one of the campaign workers, we didn't have cell phones, cameras on our cell phones back then, but I remember one of our campaign workers stood on my chair and shot down on my desk, and there were like 15 empty coffee cups with cigarette butts in them and empty wrappers and potato chip bags, and you know, it sort of all accumulates on you before you realize it. And I remember I was managing a mayor's race in 2011, and ignored a little cough for days and days and days, and eventually it turned into a bigger cough to the point where every time I tried to breathe, it felt like I had a, you know, I was getting hit in the chest with a baseball bat, but I just didn't have time to deal with it. And even the thought of going to the doctor and taking a morning off was stressful in and of itself. Ultimately, I went just to get some antibiotics or something, and it turned out I had pneumonia, which I'm sure I spread like a carrier monkey to everyone else. I don't know who Typhoid Mary was in that one. When one person gets sick and they power through it, which is, by the way, expected, you know, and sort of just acknowledged that that's part of the gig. The whole campaign at that point turns into a petri dish, right? It's 3,000 square feet of illness. At the end of 2011, that campaign where I got pneumonia, I'm a 5'7". I should weigh about 165. At the end of that campaign, I was over 200 pounds. Just technically, I mean, in every way obese, right? And I've just decided after that campaign that I was going to be a little more health conscious. After decades of sort of gaining a lot of weight in the worst possible ways and then losing a lot of weight, it's just a lot of stress on my body. I'm 50 now, but I joke that if you cut me open, I'm probably 80 on the inside. Treat your body like you do your candidate, right? Make time for it, care about it. Don't ignore it. at the end of a campaign, it's like going off the edge of a table. Imagine thousands and thousands of stimuli just pounding your brain, and all of a sudden you wake up on Wednesday morning and it's over, and you hit the beach.